This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما. What does this dua mean? What does it mean by, Oh my Lord, expand my chest? Open my heart to learn. What does it mean by that? Why is it important for our heart to be open for us to learn? Exactly. Just like if you want to put something into a bag, if you want to put something into a vessel, the mouth has to be open, right? If it's closed, if it's sealed, when you try to put something inside, what's going to happen? It's going to fall out. Just imagine there's a closed bottle and you're trying to pour water into it. What's going to happen? It's going to spill out. Nothing is going to go in. So this is why, رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي. What does that mean? Make my task easy for me. Which task? This task of learning. So when you're making the surah, وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي, keep this in your mind and heart that, Oh my Lord, make this task easy for me. Because it's possible that you've had a very difficult morning trying to get here. It's possible that you've had a very difficult time trying to memorize the lesson. It's quite possible that you were hungry because you didn't get a chance to have your breakfast. So, وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي, Oh my Lord, make this task easy for me. Then, وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي, open the knot from my tongue. Why? So we're able to speak easily, we're able to utter words, pronounce words easily. Why is it important for a person who is studying to make this dua? You can understand this on the part of a speaker. For example, if I make this dua, it's very relevant to me because I'm talking constantly, right? But on the part of someone who is learning, why is it necessary to say this? Because what are we learning over here? The Qur'an. What are we reciting over here? The Qur'an. So if we don't read, if we don't pronounce properly, then it's going to become very difficult. And especially you have to do your lesson 7 times, right? That's your homework. And if words don't flow easily out of your mouth, it could take hours for you to try to memorize your lesson. So every time you start memorizing, you start studying, whether it's in a classroom or it's by yourself, don't forget to make this dua. It's very, very important. Up until today, whenever I start teaching, whenever I start doing anything that involves learning, I make this dua for myself. Because I feel the need of it every single time. And it really helps. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds. Did you do your homework? You had to memorize the translation. How many times was it? 7 times. Now I'm going to listen to the translation from you. Who would like to do the translation of the first ayah? Go ahead.
Alif Lam Mim is Alif Lam Mim. ذَلِكَ that الْكِتَابُ the book, لَا not رَيْبَ any doubt fihi in it, هُدًى guidance لِلْمُتَّقِينَ for those who adopt taqwa.
Good.
الَّذِينَ those who يُؤْمِنُونَ they believe, بِالْغَيْبِ the unseen, wa and يُقِنُونَ
يُقِيمُونَ
يُقِيمُونَ they perfectly establish, as-salat the salah, wa and mimma from wa
رزقناهم
we gave rizq
رزقناهم we gave rizq to whom? Them
to them ينفقون they spend in the path of Allah.
Good, mashallah.
و and الذين those who يؤمنون they believe بما and what أنزل was revealed إليك to you وما and what أُنزِلَ was revealed men from قَبْلِكَ before you wa and بِالْآخِرَةِ in the hereafter whom they يُقِنُونَ they believe firmly.
They believe firmly.
أُولَئِكَ those عَلَى upon هُدًى guidance been from رَبِّهِمْ their Lord wa and أُولَئِكَ those whom they الْمُفْلِحُونَ they are the successful.
Good, mashallah, the successful ones.